Welcome to Heaven. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Welcome to Heaven. I train myself to use more of my mind in a better, effective way. I train myself to use more of my mind in a better, effective way. Now, we have a brain. And that brain is like a computer, as we like to call it. And as a computer, it can do marvelous things. And it's a top-notch computer. And it's the top of the line. It has all the memory, all the speedy programs, all the things that make it wonderful. And we don't use it. We don't use our brain like we should. We are creatures of habit who don't like to learn new complicated programs. We don't like to learn new complicated projects. This is why the world is for the children. The world is for the children because the children are not afraid of computers. They are just excited about them. They get on the computer and they pound away and they play away and they play their games and they have their terrible looking games and they're shooting people. By the time a child is 7, 8 years old, he has seen 11 million murders on television. Really, we don't really notice it, we don't really count them, but how many people get killed? I'll just take one war, and that's a massive thing itself. But take a pestilence or a disease, and that's massive too. I'll take the cowboys and the Indians. Just think, 365 days out of the year, they're watching maybe 24 shows each day. 24. And the shows are usually very violent. They usually want to kill people. And also, what do they play with? They play with guns. They play with knives. They play with all sorts of hazardous things. And they're used to killing. Now, what a thing to have in our consciousness, all this death. Life does not have any value any longer. Life does not hold any beauty or any goodness about it. It's just something you do in between death, you know. And what a shame. What really a shame. I train myself to use more of my mind in a better, effective way. Now, what could be a better, effective way of using my mind? Okay? My brain is a computer. It just operates on whatever program is put into it. Now, the program comes from our mind. The program comes with these titles. For instance, life, health, joy, peace, harmony, abundance, unconditional love, and on and on. We can go. All these are programs that come out of the infinite consciousness, that is the infinite awareness. And all the programs are good. Babies are born, they say, 100% pure. Isn't that wonderful? And if babies are born 100% pure, who's messing them up? We are, by allowing it. Now, what if you moved your family out into the forest, out into the wilderness, and you had no television, you had no electricity, you had none of this, that, and the other thing. But being an advanced soul, you know about these things. And so you teach your children harmoniously about the world. And you teach them how your imagination can do wonderful things. But you don't tell them about war, you don't tell them about shooting, you don't tell them about killing, you tell them about life. You tell them about peace. You tell them about joy. Now, These I train myself to use more of my mind in better and more effective ways. Now, this is a more effective way to use our mind. Now, how do we do that? I refer often when I took my son and his friends over to my sister, my daughter-in-law's house, my niece-in-law, whatever she was, my niece, to my niece's house. And she had a child about the same age as Mark. And Mark went into their house to play, and the kids went in and played. Next thing you know, they come trooping downstairs, each with their own wooden rifle, and each with their own guns and daggers and all that kind of stuff. And I said to Linda, I said, Linda, at home, we don't have those kind of toys. Do you have any Disney movies or anything? Oh, yeah, we got... And then she brought out some pretty wild Disney movies. But the kids were ready to look at all of the violent movies, too. Oh, we've seen that. Oh, you've seen that. And, you know, some of them are really hair raisers. And they have seen them. They have seen them. They know them. But while I was there, and while my son was playing at her house with her son, they cooperated and kept it gentle and loving. Now, my son today is a very amazing, gentle, loving person. Now, he's an amazing, gentle, loving person today because he made up his own mind as to what sort of things he wanted to watch on television. I would say to him, Mark, you know, whatever you're listening to, it gets in the background of your mind, and it's something that you think about and something that you live. And so one day he walks up to me and he says, Dad, you listening to that? And I had the radio on in the background. I wasn't listening, but I was listening, apparently. He said, well, listen to it and see what your subconscious mind is listening to. And so I listened to it. And it was a bunch of music of, oh, sorrowful death, and my wife ran away, and all that nonsense, you know. And I thought, my goodness, I've been pumping that into my mind without even knowing it, you know. I was working on my typewriters, and I was typing up copy for my newspapers and magazines. We didn't have computers yet. And so I was at home working on my Selectric typewriter, doing all these wonderful things now. But in the background was all that garbage going on. Now, if you think that that garbage does not affect you, you would be surprised, because it's called a little tolerance. If you tolerate anything contrary to what you believe, then pretty soon you believe that. You endorse it. You accept it. And when you endorse and accept something that's not what you believe, you say you believe, you're believing it. So, it's very important to realize what goes on in our minds. We have a mind that offers us anything, and it has no values to it. There's no good, no bad, no right, no wrong. The values are what we put into it in our pre-programmed computer program. We pre-program our computers to say, this is what the computer can handle, this is what the computer is ready to do and to work with, and this is what we are. And what do we say to our computer? Now, Ellen's going to tell me, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Aren't you? Mm-hmm. Ellen's going to say, all is in divine order, all is wonderful, all is fantastic. Ellen's going to say, I am ideal,
spirit, mind, and body.
Now, you say, well, Herb, those are just hackneyed phrases that you've been passing out for a while. No. If you have that as the first phrase that comes to your mind, when anything comes to your attention, you're doing yourself a big favor. You see an accident about to happen, and you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. All is love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I surround this incident with my pure white light of love. And it hasn't even happened yet. And so by the time it's getting ready to happen, poof, all the energy is gone from it because you've taken it away. You haven't given it negative energy. You've given it only positive energy. And so that's what brings it about in your life. I train myself to be more aware of my mind and how I can use the thoughts in my mind in better and more effective ways. Every moment of our life should be dedicated to doing that. Every moment of our life should be dedicated to be living in this fantastic quality. I told you my great nephew was visiting at my sister's house, and I had just come back from Europe and just bought my brand new laptop, my brand new lunchbox computer, the Hyperion, with this little 9-inch screen. And it was wonderful, yellow screen, my goodness. And I wrote my books on that. And he says, "Uncle Herb, can I put my Dungeons and Dragons on there?" And I said, "Can you?" Now, his father was a computer expert. And so I figured maybe he rubbed off with him. And he said, "It won't hurt anything." So he did. And he played Dungeons and Dragons on my computer for a number of hours. And then, when he was finished, he took it off, so that there was no Dungeons and Dragons on my computer from whatever he had done. Now, he was sharp, and he works for NASA now. I mean, he really is sharp. He's quite a boy. And Danny just knows what he's doing, and he's brilliant. Now, young people do. Now, this is back in the day when they didn't have a home laptop for everybody, you know, or a home computer for everybody. His father happened to be in the computer business, and the computer programming business or whatever he was doing, and he was quite talented. And so naturally he let a little rub off on his son, and that was just great. But the thing is, these are things that happen. Our young people today are ready for this great adventure. In fact, they're in the great adventure already. Now, you and I, we have the tendency to say, "Well, we're too old for that, or we're past interest in that, and I don't want to learn a new program." Now, Sylvia was learning Word for Windows. First, it was, what was it?
Word Perfect,
yeah. And then Word for Windows, and then Ventura, and then Quark, and, you know, who knows?
And Corel Draw.
Yeah, those are just more programs. I mean, but that was the list of going down. Now, what's coming next? Probably something that Sylvia is going to create, her software. Some program that is going to suit exactly what she wants it to do. Well, now, why not? Why not? Right. Can she tie together the loose ends of various groups, programs, to have the program that's ideal for her use? Sure, why not? But you see, most people, as they get past 25, they begin to say, "Oh, we'll just keep it the way it is. We don't shake the boat, don't have to learn something new. We'll just follow through with what we got." Well, I recommend to each of us, we never get too old to learn something new. We never get too old to keep on trying with new programs. I mean, I'm 25 too, and I'm learning Apple, and I'm learning the Apple programs. I'm learning the, what am I learning? I'm learning the iPod and the iPhone, and the, where you have your own podcast, and all these other things. And, well, I'm learning them. And then the breakthrough, where I say, "I know it," will happen, and then we'll have them all there. And I redesigned an entire home page for University of Philosophy, and it's just beautiful. It's on the unip.us. It's on Mac, yeah. And so all you have to do is pull it up and you'll see it. It should be linked in with our other computer, that is with our other home page, the University of Healing. But at the moment, we're working on that. And great things are happening. But again, I train myself to use more of my mind in a better, effective way. And I do that by having a good, sound foundation from which I work. And then the doors are open in all wonderful ways for me to accomplish anything I want to accomplish. So, my loves, put that to practice for yourself and have fun. I know you are. probably more than I'll ever know you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.